NPR's Adam Hochberg watched the storm come ashore at the Outer Banks of North Carolina and is now watching the aftermath. Adam, can you describe where you are and what you're seeing?
I'm in the town of Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina, along the Outer Banks. It's just south of Kitty Hawk. Where I'm standing right now, along Highway 158, the main highway on the island, I'm seeing lots of water. The roadway is flooded. You can't get from Kill Devil Hills to Kitty Hawk right now. I'm watching a pickup truck trying to do it, but not doing very well as he tries to navigate the hot water on what's normally a five-lane highway, but looks more like a lake right now.
This is a very narrow island that you're on, even in the best of circumstances, right?
It is indeed. There's a main road that runs about midway through the island, and then there's a beach road, a little two-lane road that runs right along the ocean, and that's about it. You've got the ocean on one side, the sound on the other. It's about a mile wide at the point where I'm standing on it, and at other points, the Outer Banks of North Carolina are even narrower than that. There are parts of Hatteras Island, the next island further down, that are only as wide as the highway that runs through the island, and we're getting reports from Hatteras Island that highway has been completely washed away. So there are some villages on Hatteras Island that are completely inaccessible from the mainland.
What sort of damage have you been able to see in the places that you've been able to go so far this morning, Adam?
The worst damage is right along the ocean front. In the communities of Kitty Hawk and Kill Devil Hills, there are a lot of beach cottages that line the ocean, and we've seen a number of those that have either been completely leveled, just a pile of plywood and shingles, or have been significantly undermined by the storm surge that came up yesterday. There's also one rather large hotel in Kill Devil Hills, a four-story hotel, and it's been significantly undermined. You can walk up and look through the door into the lobby, and you don't see the floor. You see the sand and the waves underneath. There were probably about 10 or 15 feet of beach out in front of the hotel before the storm, and now the beach is underneath the hotel.
Wow. Yesterday, when you spoke to us, you mentioned that there were people who were going to be staying on those narrow barrier islands throughout the hurricane. Have you run into any of them today?
I have. I've talked with a few. Most of them say that it was scary when it happened, but they're relieved that it's over. Other than the first couple of rows of cottages and hotels back from the ocean, the island fared pretty well. We do have some high water, like I mentioned, but as soon as you get past the houses and the hotels that were right on the beach, we're only seeing limited damage further back on the island, a shingle missing here and there, a broken window or two, but no significant damage except up to the beach front structures. And I would hope that nobody tried to weather the storm actually right on the beach.
And we don't want to minimize this storm. I know that a number of people have been killed, and the damage will no doubt be in the millions if you look across the different parts of the country where it's gone. But I wonder where you'd rank this hurricane among the hurricanes that you've seen, Adam, over the years covering them down there.
Well, I would rank it below Hurricane Hugo, which is the worst storm that I covered in '89, which came ashore in Charleston and also did significant inland damage in Charlotte. And the storm that we measure hurricanes by in North Carolina was Hurricane Floyd in 1999. And that was not so much a matter of high winds in that hurricane, but torrential flooding, not only on the coast, but about the eastern third of North Carolina that killed dozens of people. We do not expect to see that kind of damage. But at this point, it's even as we approach the noon hour on the East Coast, it's still early in the damage assessment process. The governor will be doing an aerial tour, and we should know more later in the day today, late afternoon, when we start getting reports from some of the more remote locations.
Adam, what's the weather like right now? Is the sun out?
Beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky.
NPR's Adam Hochberg survived the hurricane on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Adam, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.